弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。大家最近可能都注意到了一条引动世界关注的消息，也就是大约2周前的5月14号，美国将驻以色列大使馆正式从特拉维夫城搬迁到耶路撒冷。其实早在20多年前的1995年，美国国会就以压倒性的多数通过了一项法案，叫做《耶路撒冷大使馆法案》。那项法案要求把美国大使馆迁到以色列政府所在地，也就是包括以色列高等法院、国会大厦等重要部门所在的耶路撒冷。并承认耶路撒冷是以色列的首都。但是，该法案还附带了一项条款。这项条款说，允许总统签字推迟执行，每次可以延期半年6个月。于是，从时任的总统克林顿，一直到其后的小布什奥巴马总统，20多年来一直没有履行这项法案。但三位总统呢，都是依法采用了每6个月以国家安全利益的名义签署总统的豁免书，拖延美国大使馆的搬迁时间。而这次搬迁呢，正如白宫所强调的，美国的这一举动，并不是总统先生的决定，而是他对历史现实现状的承认。你这是在通往新的大使馆的路上，在设标牌，用3种语言。
Now the new signs by the curb are set up in Israel, indicating the road, the way to U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem.
这是新的使馆的外貌。
This is the new building of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem.
大家知道吗？为什么美国驻以色列大使馆搬迁仪式选择在5月14号？
Now, do you know why the relocation of the U.S. Embassy was put on the day May 14th?
我们最近这系列讲道中一直在提到以色列人的历史。那以色列人在主前586年被巴比伦帝国灭国。被掳经历了70年的寄人篱下的日子，于主前516年回归耶路撒冷，重建了家园。
The Israelites were taken captive in 586 BC by the Babylonians. They spent 70 years in captivity. In the year 516 BC, they returned to Jerusalem and rebuilt their nation.
但是自那之后呢，仅仅是在大约主前的142年，建立了 犹太哈斯摩尼王朝大约80年之后就被罗马帝国征服。
However, in 142 BC, about 80 years after the Judea Hasmonean destiny was established, they were again conquered by the Roman Empire.
到了主后70年，就是公元70年的时候，随着重建的圣殿被罗马帝国的军队彻底摧毁，以及连续多年他们对以色列人的镇压，犹太以色列民众就彻底踏上了流离失所、浪迹天涯的生活。
Around 70 AD, Israel was completely destroyed by the army of the Roman Empire, including the Holy Temple that was rebuilt. Ever since, the Israelites have started their life of displacement and wandering.
从主前586年到主后有一个年子，就是1948年。这期间，犹太以色列这个民族，他们经历了多长多少年的背井离乡的年日呀？大家可以算一算。
So from 586 BC to 1948 AD, how many years did the nation of Israel has been experiencing displacement and wandering?
大约2500年的时间。
About 2,500 years.
所以根据美国人种学专家的统计说，就一个民族而言，一旦亡国500年，那必定啊，这个民族就会被其他的民族所同化。
According to the studies of American anthropologists, within on average within 500 years after a nation is destroyed, its culture will be assimilated by others and disappear.
但是犹太以色列这个民族呢，2500年呢。
But what about the nation of Israel?
居然在距今70年前的1948年5月14号，宣布以色列复国。
They have been on exile for more than 2,500 years, and yet 70 years ago, on May 14th, 1948, the Israel declared the re-establishment of the Israel state.
我们不可想象是怎样的信心令他们有如此不可思议的持守。
What a kind of faith sustained such incredible perseverance?
我相信如果没有上帝的应许和赐福，人的信心将是软弱的。
I believe that unless God has blessed them with his promises, their faith alone is weak.
那下面我们就来借着诗篇125篇1到5节这段经文，由属灵生命旅程中的信心这个主题，一起来接受古代以色列人对那位又真又活的上帝的信赖、依靠的信心的对我们的挑战。
Today we will focus on the theme of faith in the spiritual journey through Psalm 125:1-5 to take up the challenge that was laid out in front of Israel for Israel's faith in this such one living and true God.
那今天是15篇，就诗篇中15篇的短诗，朝圣诗或者是上行之诗的第六讲。
Today's message is the sixth of our series on the 15th.Chapters in the book of Psalms.
那我们陪着这个以色列民，从圣经的诗篇中，属灵生命旅程中的追求、保险、欢喜、期盼、拯救，一路走来，走到了信心。
Topics that we've covered include the pursuit, assurance, joy, hope, and salvation in our spiritual journey.
那我们今天依然是从三个方面来接受今天这段经文的挑战。
And today we come to the topic of faith, and we will tackle this challenge from three aspects.
首先是诗篇125篇1到2节，信心在于有依可靠。
And first, let's take a look at the Psalm 125, the verse 1 to 2.
诗篇125篇1-2节，上行之诗，依靠耶和华的人好像锡安山永不动摇，众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷，耶和华也照样围绕他的百姓，从今时直到永远。
Message from these two verses are, we believe because of his trustworthiness. And the verse said, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forevermore.
第一节经文这里提到锡安山。
Verse 1, the first verse mentioned the Mount Zion.
那在古代大卫王时期，耶路撒冷城就建在锡安山上。
The city of Jerusalem was built on Mount Zion.
那因着大卫王带领以色列军攻取占领之后，就被称为大卫城。
And captured by David and his army, the city of Jerusalem is also known as the city of David.
那这也是后来所罗门王兴建圣殿的所在地。
It is also the location where King Solomon built the temple.
所以那个时候的锡安山指的就是大卫城，指的就是耶路撒冷。
Therefore, Mount Zion represents the city of David or the city of Jerusalem.
以至于后来逐渐成为以色列全地的代名城。
And eventually, the land of whole Israel.
那在今天的以色列国歌，希望。有人熟悉以色列国歌吗？
And today, any of us are familiar with the national anthem of Israel?
这中间依然表达出犹太民族对锡安山、对耶路撒冷的情怀。
And the national anthem of Israel today still expresses the Jewish people's love and desire for Mount Zion and the city of Jerusalem.
悲壮、坚定、有信心，又很优美。
It's a beautiful song filled with the sadness but the determination.
我们来试试听一下。声音高一点。希望、信心、
and faith，
在犹太以色列人的心中
，the Jewish people，
他们对希望、对信心，靠的不是自己的决心，不是自己的能力。
They rely not on their own determination and capability。
就像坐落在锡安山上的耶路撒冷圣城一样，他们依靠的是被众山环绕。隐蔽在众山之中的保障既坚固又安全。
Just as the holy city of Jerusalem was located on the Mount Zion. It was surrounded by mountains, hidden in a shield of the mountains around it. The location was solid and secure.
圣经中提到耶路撒冷城，习惯上用上耶路撒冷，是因为其所在的锡安山的地势比较高，海拔大约是在2600英尺。
When the scripture talks about going to Jerusalem, it used the term going up to Jerusalem. It's because it's higher altitude.
但是耶路撒冷，也就是锡安山，却是处在比它更高的几个山脉的环绕之中，形成了一种天然的屏障。
So, but the surrounding mountains are even higher than Mount Zion.
周围能看到橄榄山、伯利恒的山。希伯伦的山都比它高。
The surrounding mountains are all higher than Mount Zion, and forming this natural screen for this Mount Zion.
所以诗篇一百二十五篇一节经文：依靠耶和华的人，好像锡安山永不动摇的动摇。这个词，我们来看一下它的含义。
That's why in the first verse of this psalm, it says.Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken. And notice this shaking, these words, what does it mean?
它的意思是颤抖、震动、滑落。
It means to totter, shake, and slip.
那第二节经文，众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷，耶和华也照样围绕他的百姓，从今世直到永远。最后这个永远这个词的含义。
And as mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from now, both now and forevermore. But here, what does forevermore mean?
是古代、未来、始终不朽的、永恒的意思。
It refers to antiquity, futurity, forever, everlasting, and ending future and eternity.
所以从这两节诗篇的经文中我们读出来。就我们来思想犹太以色列民何以有这样大的信心。
And from these two verses tell us what incredible faith that ancient Israel has been holding.
而这个信心不是依靠自己的决心，不是依靠他们自己的能力。
And this hope and faith was not built on their own capability or their determination.
所以我们只能说，如此大的信心在于有依可靠。那位创世城中的耶和华上帝。
And that's why we say we believe because of his trustworthiness, the reliability of the Almighty God.
那我们今天信徒的所面临的挑战是什么？
Now what is the challenge for us today?
不是不相信耶和华上帝是可以依靠的。我们相信。
Our challenge is not that we do not have faith in God's trustworthiness, for we do.
但是我们却不习惯于将万事交托，不习惯于运用我们手中的这个权柄。是什么权柄啊，弟兄姐妹们？
But we're not used to entrust everything to God. We're not used to use our privilege. And what is the privilege I'm talking about?
这个权柄就是祈求祷告依靠交托的这个权柄。
And the privilege I'm talking about that is given to us is the privilege to pray, to rely, and to trust.
因为我们生活在这个世界上，我们已经习惯了依靠自己的能力，依靠自己的聪明才智去为我们自己谋利益。
For we're living in this world, we're so used to rely on our own strength, our own intelligence.
我看今天是联合崇拜，怎么没有看到几个青少年的面孔？很少，都随父母出门了，可能。就像在座的青少年一样，你们遇到任何难事的时候，是自己硬着头皮去做呢，会不会祷告？会不会请父母、长辈、成年人的帮忙？
For just like today's teenagers.When they bump into difficulties and problems, will they just meet it head on and tackle it on their own strength or just ask for help from parents or other adults?
那如果说不习惯于将万事交托，不习惯于运用我们手中的权柄， 将信心建立在有依可靠的那位创始成终的耶和华上帝，是我们今天信徒所面临的一项挑战的话，那在接下来的经文中则是展现在我们信徒面前的另一项挑战。
Now here is our first challenge, is that we as people are so used to trust our own strength, and now we need to put our trust in that Almighty God who are trustworthy and reliable. But now the next challenge we're going to meet head on is a new one.
这就是诗篇125篇3到4节，信心在于盼而可望。
The next challenge is verse 3 and 4. And the message it tells us is we believe because of his promise.
我们先来看诗篇125篇第3节，恶人的杖不常落在义人的份上，免得义人伸手作恶。
And let's take a look at the verse 3.The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land of allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil.
大家请注意第三节经文，恶人的杖，这个杖字在此代表的是一种权柄，是权杖。
And please pay attention to that. In verse 3, the scepter of the wicked represents a rod, a staff, and also represents authority or privilege.
所以恶人的杖呢，在此指的是外邦人，也就是不相信上帝的人做王掌权的一个象征。
And it symbolized the authority held by the Gentiles or non-believers.
第三节后边，不常落在义人的份上，这个份子，我们来看一看。
And later in that verse, will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous.Then we mention it, the land allotted.
这个分子它的本意是抓阄的阄。
And the word allot, its original meaning is a casting lot.
那在古代以色列人呢，他们抓阄呢是用的一种小小的鹅卵石。
And in ancient Israel, when they draw lots, people use little pebbles.
抓阄的主要的功能是什么呢？就是大家在分地的时候，哎，画好地了以后，抓一揪，这是谁的？那是谁
？And the purpose of drawing a lot is allocation of land. It's the distribution of land.
所以这个份子呢，除了分配土地以外，还有分配呀、指派呀、报酬啊等等其他的含义。
But therefore, as for the term allocation or allotted, other than the meaning of drawing a lot, it also has the meaning of assignment.Or assignment for or compensation.
那为了帮助我们来理解诗篇125篇第三节的这段经文，我找了几个不同的版本。你比如说中文标准译本诗篇和箴言是2017年最新译成的。他说：“恶人的杖不能留在义人所分得的土地上，免得义人把手伸进不义。”
Now I get a couple of different versions of this verse to help us understand the meaning of this verse. For example, this in the English standard, Chinese standard translation.
另外一个版本是牧灵的版本，2008年，他不让恶人的权势在义人的土地上长存，因为他们会引义人伸手作恶。
And also the Christian Community Bible version of this verse.The oldest verse, it says, the scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous may use their hand to do evil, or for the scepter of the wickedness shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous.
另外，我常常向大家推荐的现代中文译本说，上帝的子民不会永远受邪恶人的辖制，否则他们也会走邪恶的道路。
Another version put it this way.The people of God will not be controlled by the evildoers forever.
所以诗篇125篇第三节所展示的正是犹太以色列民在历史中的遭遇。
So this verse 3, documents Israel's real experience in history.
在耶和华上帝所应许他们的土地上，外邦的敌人曾经入侵。 部分占领，全部吞并，几年、几十年、上百年、数千年。
And the land that the Lord has promised Israel was invaded, occupied, or even annihilated by enemies for years, decades, hundreds of years, and even thousands of years.
但是怎么样呢？就像他们在国歌中所唱的，我们在温习一下刚才他们所唱的以色列国歌希望的歌词。
But so what? Just as put in this, their national anthem.
只要我们最深的心底有一个灵魂在渴望。
As long as deep in their heart, the Jewish soul is yearning.
眼睛朝着东方的尽头望一眼西安的山岭。
And forward to the east, an eye looks to Zion.
我们的心没有破灭2000年唯一的希望。
Our hope will not be lost, the hope of 2000 years.
成为自由的人，回到我故土西安之地耶路撒冷。
To be a free people in our own land, the land of Zion and Jerusalem.
所以我们思想经文似乎是在几千年前就提醒以色列民，一旦落入恶人权势的辖制中，无论时间久或者短，都不要忘记手中所赐的那个权柄。
So this old scripture for thousands of years ago, from thousands of years ago, kept reminding the nation of Israel not to forget or give up this privilege or authority given by God once they fell in the hand of the wicked, regardless how long it will be.
这个权柄就是祷告求上帝保守，不要使自己从义人的道路上，在试炼、在试探中失去信心，而偏离正路，走向堕落。
And that privilege or authority is to pray and ask God to preserve their faith in trials and tribulations, and do not let them to depart from the path of righteousness.
接下来第四节的经文所显示的是更大的挑战。
The next verse presents an even greater challenge.
诗篇125篇第四节，耶和华呀。求你善待那些为善和心里正直的人。
The verse says, Lord, do good to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart.
那从字面意义来看，似乎只要为善和心里正直的人，耶和华上帝就给予善待，对吧？
It seems that as long as a person does good things, God will treat him well, or does it?
那我想请问，为善和心理正直的标准是什么？也就是说，什么人可以做到为善和心理正直，弟兄姐妹？
And then let me ask, how to define good or upright, uprightness? What kind of person could be deemed as good or having an upright heart?
我们还是来研究圣经里边这个善待这个字儿和为善这两个词。你看这样子。
And let's go back to the scripture and take a look at these two terms, compare these two terms. The term do good and the term do good things.
这两个词长得很像。
Are good.
他们是同一个词根的同源词。所以很明显，这个为善呢，02896源自于善待02895。
These two terms are looks almost identical before it comes from the same root.
为善是从善待延伸而来的。
The term do good was derived from the term are good.
我们看看现在中文译本，诗篇120篇4节，上主啊，求你善待良善的人，赐福给遵守你命令的人。
And this GNT translation of this verse,It's very interesting. It says, Lord, do good to those who are good and to those who obey your commands.
遵守你命令是什么意思？
Obey your commands. What does that mean?
所以这其中所显明的是既深奥，但是呢，又简明的一种盟约的关系。
So, what this verse tells us is a very simple and yet very profound relationship of covenant.
上帝要善待那对盟约忠贞敬畏上帝的善人。
And God will do good to those who are faithful to his covenant.
那历史历代以来，这个世上许多人都抗拒与上帝的这种盟约关系。
And throughout history, there are many people who resisted such a covenant with God.
最大的抗拒心在于说认为上帝不公平。
The biggest hurdle lies in our humanly judgment of God's injustice.
我是个好人，我姥姥是好人，我姥爷是好人。但是呢，这个前提是我们人是从我们自己的评价标准来定义这个所谓的不公平。
That is, we mere human, based on our own standards, define God as being unfair.
反过来，我请问，经文再次讲耶和华上帝善待人，是因为人的行为表现出良善的结果吗？是吗？
Or does this verse mean that God does good to people who display good behaviors or do good things?
肯定不是。那是什么呀？
Absolutely not.
是基于上帝，与上帝有盟约的人，是上帝顾念与他有盟约关系的人，而他单方面守约所赐的那个恩慈。
If it is not, then to whom God does good? What kind of people? The answer is that to those who have a covenant relationship with God.
上周我探望一对1990年代来美国之后第一次见面的好朋友，他们呢目前依然是断断续续的进出教会的慕道友。
And last week I visited a few good friends who are the first people I knew after I arrived in the United States in the 1990s.
他们问我说，怎样界定一个人的良善好坏？
After so many years of going to the church, they are still seekers, and they ask me these questions: how to define whether a person is good or bad?
我说感谢主，一下子问到症结上。
And I thank God for the question, which I think hit right on the head of the nail.
我反问他们说，在你们的工作单位有一位兢兢业业工作、尊重上司、体贴下属、乐于助人、不计代价的人。
Instead of giving my answer, I asked them a question. I said, if there is a person in your workplace who is hardworking, respect the boss, kind to his subordinates, and always available for help,
他从小到大对他的父亲从来没有喊过一声爸爸，也不善待他的父亲。
But this person has never addressed his father as his father and treat him poorly.
我说这样的人能说他是一个良善的好人吗？
Then, shall we say this person a good person or bad?
他们肯定地摇摇头。
They said no.
你看一段经文，以赛亚书44:2-6，我是创造你的上主，从你出生我就帮助你。我是开始，我是终结，我以外没有上帝。谁能跟我相比？让他提出证据。谁能做我做过的事？谁能预言将来的事，让他把要发生的事宣布出来。
Look at what Isaiah 44 tells us. And this is what the Lord says. He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Who then is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and lay out before me.What has happened since I established my ancient people, and what is yet to come? Yes, let them foretell what will come.
所以在这个世界上，如果说失望，甚至说是绝望的话的话，非犹太以色列这个民族。
Probably there is no other nation in the world that has ever been more desperate than Israel.
在圣经中白纸黑字记载着他们是上帝的选民，是与上帝盟约之民。
While they are the chosen people, a nation having a covenant relationship with God,
但他们却饱尝了国破家亡、流离失所、浪迹天涯的生活的磨难。
They have been driven out from their homeland, spread across the world, displaced in a wonder.
然而令人不可思议的是，经历了2000多年之后，他们的语言、文化、风俗习惯居然没有被同化呀。
And yet for more than 2,000 years later,
而奇迹般的保留延续到如今。
They still amazingly have their language, culture, and custom well preserved.
所以这唯一可以解释的就是他们对上帝存在的那种刻骨铭心的盼而渴望的信心。
The only explanation for such amazing cultural resilience should be their firm faith in God.
接下来第五节经文对我们今天信徒的挑战可以说是推向了高潮。
Next verse, verse 5. Elevate the challenge for our faith to a new height.
信心在于恶必受罚。
And that is, we believe because of his judgment.
诗篇125篇5节，至于那偏行弯曲道路的人，耶和华必使他和作恶的人一同出去受刑，愿平安归于以色列。
Verse 5 says, But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers.
第五节经文这里比较难解的是什么呢？就是说，为何偏行弯曲道路的人要与恶人一同受刑？
A difficult point in verse 5 is that why those who turn the crooked ways should be punished together with the evildoers.
既然这提出了，那就是说行弯曲道路显然与恶人是有区别的，虽然最后的结局是同样遭到上帝的惩罚。
So as long as the scripture used two different terms for these two kind of people, that means there is a difference between them, those who turn to crooked ways and those evildoers.But yet they are bearing the same judgments, punishment.
我查了一下，弯曲这个词在旧约圣经中呢，只出现了两次。
So, based on my calculation, there the words crooked or the crooked way appeared only twice in Old Testament.
诗诗记五章六节，在亚拿之子山家的时候，又在亚裔的日子，大道无人行走，都是绕道而行。
And in Judges 5:6.In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were abandoned. The travelers took the winding path or crooked path.
这个意思是在士师记那个年代，百姓嘛恐怕遭到迦南军人的那些伤害，所以他们呢走小道绕行。
And this verse, described the Israel situation.By the time of Judges, they tried to take the detour through the crooked, the winding path to avoid bumping into the cannons, the army of the cannon king.
但这好像无法诠释弯曲道路的人与恶人同样受罚的背景。
So the English word winding is the same as the crooked in Hebrew, but those travelers who take winding path here.Do not seem to deserve the same judgment as the evildoers.
再看另一节经文，哈巴谷书一章四节，因此律法放松公理，也不显明恶人围困义人，所以公理显然颠倒。
So, let's take another verse that in which this term appeared. That's in Habakkuk first, 4. Therefore, the law is paralyzed, and justice never prevails.The wicked hem in the righteous, so the justice is perverted.
所以我又找到了在旧约旧约圣经只出现了一次的“颠倒”这个词。
Then the Hebrew word "perverted" has appeared only once in the whole Old Testament.
那呢，它和前面的弯曲绕道呢，两个是同源的词，所以有延伸的关系。
It was derived from the same root.As were the word crooked, winding.
终于明白了，这意思呢，就是行弯曲道路的人指的是离经叛道、背道而驰的人，是离开上帝的道路而走向邪道的人。
Now it becomes clear that here that those who turn to crooked ways actually refers to those who pervert the justice.
所以耶和华必使他们和作恶的人一同出去受刑。
And therefore, it is easy to understand that why the Lord put on them the same punishment as on those evildoers.
他们什么时间受刑啊？
When they will be punished?
全在上帝的手中，不是不报，时间不到。
It is all in the hands of Almighty God.
所以我们需要的是信心。
So what we need is a faith.
那由此我们回头再看诗篇125篇1到5节的经文，向我们发出警醒的是三种人。
Now let's return to the five verses in Psalm 125, which actually points us to three different types of person.
也就是第一、三、四节，依靠耶和华的义人，为善的人。
The first type of people is like in verse 1, 3, 4, are the righteous people who trust in the Lord.
第三节与仇敌妥协的也是义人，还有第五节偏行弯路背道而驰的。
And the second type of person is those who give in to the enemy. And the third, as in verse 5, is those who turn to the crooked ways.
义人是什么人？对今天来讲，是什么人，弟兄姐妹们？
What is a righteous person?
是信徒，信耶稣基督的人。
Today, in the time of New Testament,The righteous refers to those who put in trust.
但是经文这里分了三种，依靠耶和华的义人，为善的人怎么样啊？忠心依靠耶和华上帝的义人，必受上帝的善待。
And they yet to the first type of people who trust in the Lord, and to those the Lord will do good.
那冷淡后退、妥协软弱的人。还有离经叛道、背逆上帝的人，也都是义人，怎么样啊？与恶人同受耶和华上帝的刑罚。
To those who are aloof to the message of God, who give in their ways to the enemies, or who turn to the crooked ways, or even pervert the justice, to them belongs to God's punishment.
所以这里体现的耶和华上帝的良善。和公义。
And here, what is was manifested is God's justice and kindness and mercy.
那开始的时候提到，从主前586年至主后1948年这期间，犹太以色列民族经历了大约2500年背井离乡的日子之后，居然在1948年5月14日宣布以色列复国。我这里有几组数字。
In the beginning, we mentioned that Israel, as a displaced and a wandering people for around 2,500 years, now before they restored their nation in May 14th, 1948. Here, let me share a few statistics.
据史料记载，到了1888年的时候，全世界以色列人口大约有1000几百万人，其中的1/3分散在欧洲各国，1/2呢流离失所。在世界的各个角落。
So worldwide, there were more than 10 million Jewish people by the year 1988, three-fifths of which was living in Europe, and the other two-fifths spread across the world.
被上帝所赐的流奶与蜜之地的迦南美地，基本上被阿拉伯人占据。当时该地600,000总人口中，以色列人仅有20,000人。其他58,000都是阿拉伯。
The land promised to them, the Canaan land, was almost completely occupied by Arabs, where there were only 20,000 Jewish people among 0.6 million people living in the whole area by that time.
第一次世界大战之后，也就到了1929年，虽然有90,000多人回归故乡，但是还不占他们全族的1%。因为他们习惯于生活在欧洲那个安乐窝，不愿意回到那个不毛之地。
After World War I, although the Jewish population has steadily grown to over 90,000 in the Palestinian region, it still counts less than 1% of the whole area's population.
结果，第二次世界大战期间，希特勒在欧洲各国前后以灭绝人性的手段。屠杀了多少犹太人？大家知道吗？600多万，他们将近二分之一的。
While most of them were not willing to leave the comfort zone, comfort place to live offered by the European style lifestyle, and to return to a barren land, but during the the Second World War, Hitler and his military, Hitler has slaughtered over 6 million Jewish people in Europe.
所以二次世界大战之后出现了回归的大逃亡。
And therefore, after World War II, so those who survived this massacre or concentration camp.
直到1947年9月份联合国通过了巴勒斯坦分治案，允许犹太人有立足之地，所以就促成了距今70年前1948年5月14日以色列宣布复国。
And Jewish people scattered all around the world began to flood back to their homeland, leading to a sharp increase of the number of Jewish population in Palestine, all the way till 1940, to September 1947, the United Nations declared a partition plan for Palestine so that the Jewish people could gain an independent standing in the international community.
但是复国之后的65万以色列人面对的是阿拉伯人在当地120万，周边呢还有3000多万各国的阿拉伯人包围着他们。
By the time of the Israel declared its independence on May 14th, 1948, the Jewish population was only 650,000 versus a total of Arabic population of 1.2 million.And there are also over 30 million Arabic population in a nearby area, nearby countries.
就在以色列宣布复国之后数小时，埃及、黎巴嫩、叙利亚、伊拉克、约旦等阿拉伯联军从四面八方向这个新生的小国发起了围剿。所以从1948年4月到1973年6月，新生的以色列小国居然奇迹般的经历了以少弱寡而面对的多强重的四次重要的战争。
So only a few hours after the declaration of independence of Israel, an coalition force, an Arabic coalition force from Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Jordan initiated an attack on this tiny newborn country. And from April 1948 to June 1973, the new state of Israel has miraculously survived four major military conflicts with its Arabic neighbors.
所以相对于阿拉伯联军围剿新生的以色列，美国在以色列宣布复国11分钟之后，总统杜鲁门就让美国成为了第一个承认重生的以色列国的国家。
In contrast to the Arabic country's hostility, 11 minutes after the declaration by the Israeli people, President Truman of the United States acknowledged in the newborn Israel state.
这就是为什么美国驻以色列大使馆搬迁仪式选择在5月14号纪念70年之后的这个特别的日子。
And that is why May 14th was selected as the day of the American embassy relocation in Jerusalem.
我们看一下短片，用几分钟的时间。
Now let's take a few minutes to watch our video clip.
President Trump, who made this all a reality, could not be here today, but did record a message to honor us.At this ceremony. Please watch and listen.
Exactly 70 years ago, the United States, under President Harry Truman, became the first nation to recognize the State of Israel. Today, we officially open the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. Congratulations. It's been a long time coming. Almost immediately after declaring statehood in 1948,Israel designated the city of Jerusalem as its capital, the capital the Jewish people established in ancient times. So important. Today, Jerusalem is the seat of Israel's government. It is the home of the Israeli legislature and the Israeli Supreme Court and Israel's prime minister and president.Israel is a sovereign nation with the right, like every other sovereign nation, to determine its own capital. Yet for many years, we failed to acknowledge the obvious, the plain reality that Israel's capital is Jerusalem. On December 6, 2017, at my direction, the United States finally and officially recognized Jerusalem as the true capital of Israel. Today, we follow through on this recognition and open our embassy in the historic and sacred land of Jerusalem. And we're opening it many, many years ahead of schedule. As I said in December, our greatest hope is for peace. The United States remains fully committed to facilitating a lasting peace agreement, and we continue to support the status quo at Jerusalem's holy sites, including at the Temple Mount, also known as Haram al-Sharif. This city and its entire nation is a testament to the unbreakable spirit of the Jewish people. The United States will always be a great friend of Israel and a partner in the cause of freedom and peace. We wish Ambassador Friedman good luck as he takes up his office in this beautiful Jerusalem embassy, and we extend a hand in friendship to Israel, the Palestinians, and to all of their neighbors. May there be peace. May God bless this embassy. May God bless all who serve there. And may God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
Now my great honor to call upon Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Senior Advisor Ivanka Trump to respectively unveil the seal of the United States Embassy and to read the dedication.
On behalf of the 45th President of the United States of America, we welcome you officially and for the first time to the Embassy of the United States here in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. Thank you.
May God bless all those who rely on him, trust in him, and those who stand firm in their faith in him. Amen.